From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The police-related shooting deaths of two African-American men in the United States has led to several protests. Various media outlets reporting that shots were fired Thursday night in Dallas, Texas, during a protest over the recent fatal shootings of Philando Castile of Minnesota and Alton Sterling in Louisiana. Hundreds of people also marched through Times Square in New York City to protest the deaths this week. The deadly shooting is raising questions about excessive police force, especially against minorities. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging American law enforcement to eliminate racial bias in its ranks.
To be concerned about these issues is not political correctness. It's just being American and wanting to live up to our best and highest ideals. And it's to recognize the reality that we've got some tough history and we haven't gotten through all of that history yet.
State and federal investigations are underway into both shootings. The officers involved remain on administrative leave. The U.S. State Department is reopening an internal investigation into whether Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her top aides mishandled classified information when she was Secretary of State under President Barack Obama. The move comes a day after Attorney General Loretta Lynch agreed with the FBI recommendation that no criminal charges should be filed in relation to the incident. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional panel Thursday that investigators found no evidence that Clinton or her aides intended to break the law.
I see evidence of great carelessness, but I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding both talked about classified information on email and knew when they did it, they were doing something that was against the law.
The investigators say just over 100 classified documents and more than 30,000 Clinton emails they reviewed from her tenure as the country's top diplomat. This is VOA News. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump met behind closed doors Thursday with the House and Senate Republicans. The House Speaker Paul Ryan called it an opportunity for members to gain information about Trump's campaign, and some of the attendees expressed enthusiasm for the candidate. But dozens of Republicans shunned the get-together, and others refused to endorse Trump. The encounter on Capitol Hill came less than 2 weeks before the Republican National Convention. More than two dozen people were killed Thursday in an attack in a Shiite shrine north of the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Gunmen and suicide bombers attacked Sayyid Muhammad's shrine and apparently targeting families gathered to celebrate the Muslim observance of Eid al-Fitr. Senior Australian Minister Christopher Pyne is claiming an electoral victory for his Liberal Party-led coalition. Pyne said Friday the government has won 74 seats in the House of Representatives and is likely to win three more. That would give it more than 76 needed to form a government. But vote counting in Australia's election is still going on, and official results could be days away. The opposition has not conceded defeat, and there has been no victory statement from Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Poland's parliament has approved an amended version of the controversial changes to the nation's constitutional court. Opposition members and many Western allies have expressed alarm over the proposed changes, believing they compromise the government's system of democratic checks and balances and the rule of law. The issue is expected to come up at the NATO summit, which begins Friday. It is also expected to be one of the topics U.S. President Barack Obama will discuss with his Polish counterpart at the summit. North Korea said Thursday the most recent U.S. sanctions imposed by its leader Kim Jong-un amounted to a declaration of war and vowed to take strong retaliatory measures. On Wednesday, the U.S. blacklisted Kim, along with 10 other people and five government ministries and departments, for the first time over human rights abuses. In its first response to the U.S. action, Pyongyang urged Washington to withdraw the sanctions immediately, warning that the North would instantly sever all diplomatic channels if they failed to do so. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.